It is Tuesday, October 20th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Bolivia's movement towards socialism wins big. By a margin so decisive, the U.S.-backed right-wing government has no choice but to accept defeat. Meanwhile, Donald Trump flirts with corruption in a public speech and denigrates Dr. Fauci, while the Presidential Debates Commission changes the rules so that they can mute his microphone during Thursday's debate. Finally, an investigation into New York State's legal system found shocking systemic racism throughout the state's courts, coming from judges, court officers, and lawyers alike.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Right after we filed the Quickie Sunday night, early results started to come in from Bolivia's landmark presidential election that day. Over the day on Monday, we got a clearer picture at what this means, and it's a massive win for former President Evo Morales' left-wing party, Morales' chosen successor, Luis Arce. It's such a huge lead in exit polls on Monday that his conservative opponent, Carlos Mesa, conceded the election. Official results won't be available for days, but if the right-wing groups that pushed Morales out of power and installed a racist reactionary government in his place think Arce's lead is too big to contest, it's a good sign that the left is about to take power. At around midnight on Sunday, one pollster had Arce at 52.4% of votes compared to Mesa's 31.5%. Mesa was the chosen candidate for the conservative forces that, with the support of the U.S. and Bolivia's military, forced Morales to resign and installed Jeanine Añez into power. Añez passed the reins to Mesa after cracking down on protests persecuting Morales' supporters for over a year. Mesa promptly got thrashed. Sometimes, elections just work. It was a big news day for Donald Trump as the president once again lied, blustered, and trash-talked his way into multiple headlines. First, during a campaign event in Arizona on Monday, Trump spouted off about corporate donations, at one point inventing a phone call between himself and the CEO of ExxonMobil. The clip was taken out of context and went viral as it appeared to show Trump admitting that he would call up heads of major corporations and promise regulatory favors for big budget donations. It's not too far from the truth, given how money works in our political system, but Trump was, in this explicit case and specific case, being hyperbolic. The full scope of his remarks show him bragging that if he could take money from corporations directly, he'd be incredible at fundraising. Sure, buddy, no one's going to challenge you on that. Following Dr. Anthony Fauci's interview on 60 Minutes last night, Trump also popped off in a call with campaign aides, calling the leading infectious disease expert a disaster, and saying, quote, "People are tired of hearing Fauci and these idiots, all these idiots who got it wrong," end quote. This kind of animus towards scientists trying in vain to stop him from destroying the country isn't exactly new, but the understated row between Fauci and Trump appears to be getting ugly right before the election. One place we hopefully won't hear about it, though, the debate on Thursday night. The Commission on Presidential Debates recently announced a rule change that will let them mute either Trump or Biden's microphone so the second debate isn't a repeat of the first one's septuagenarian shoutfest.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
And lastly, a new report in New York State finds shocking and pervasive institutional racism inside the state's court system. This is what it looks like in one of the biggest and most liberal states in the country. You can imagine what more conservative judicial systems look like. The New York Times details the findings of the report, which was commissioned by Chief Judge Janet DeFiore after the nationwide protest movement this summer called attention to the fact that most of the country is extremely racist. Times story is punctuated by stunning examples of this, like a white court officer posting an illustration of President Barack Obama with a noose around his neck. Another officer referring to one of his black colleagues as, quote, "one of the good monkeys." Other officers joking about shooting unnamed black men during firearms tests. The report also found that the state's court system is overburdened, understaffed, and has a, quote, "dehumanizing effect," end quote, on people of color who move through it. Yep, that sounds about right. Times also notes that the current report documented bias that was almost identical to that found in a report over 30 years ago. In other words, nothing has changed. But who knows? The protests this summer sparked this report. Maybe they'll be able to finally ensure some actual action.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Federal appeals court sided with the Miami Herald in its bid to make public Ghislaine Maxwell's sealed court testimony in a past lawsuit, which could have major ramifications for the many global figures caught up in the Jeffrey Epstein's web of crime. New poll by Data for Progress has Joe Biden up by 1 point, 47 to 46 in Texas. Of all places. Sure, we still got weeks to go, but the great flip of the Lone Star State is looking all the more possible. What seemed like most of the political and media Twittersphere erupted in a frenzy on Monday after Vice broke the news that New Yorker staff writer and Star CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin was caught masturbating on a work-related video meeting. We'll let the Toobin jokes on that one write themselves. And lastly, the U.S. State Department has agreed to take Sudan off its list of countries that sponsor terrorism, paving the way for the country to normalize relations with Israel and seek international assistance. But because this is the Trump administration, it was announced like a business deal, as the president claims Sudan would make a $335 million restitution payment to American victims of terrorism.
Quicker. Quickie.
Join us live today at noon on the Majority Report. We're talking to Stephen Wertheim about foreign policy in today's modern world. Of course, you can catch the show later as a podcast.